Well, he's the favourite for the Brownlow medal, according to Basil Zemplis. Michael Barlow, good morning.
Morning, guys. I think you're getting a bit carried away there, though.
Yeah, well, no, you've right had two good weeks,
the last couple of weeks, you would have got 3-3 for sure,
Mickey. Six face there, Mick.
Well, that's not what it's all about, but no, I'm happy that I'm probably, strung a good little patch of form together, and hope that continues tomorrow.
Hey, looking good. Now, you're actually in Melbourne as we speak, is that correct?
I am. I've just done a lap of the MCG trying to find the gate to get in. We're just having a walk on the oval.
So, right. Good luck. Yeah, hey, so do you, just answer this question. When I go to Melbourne, I stay on WA time. Are you still on WA time or do you go to Melbourne time?
Yeah, no, our program allows us a little bit more time to sleep in and probably stay on the time in the west, so we don't kind of... Yeah, we're not up at 7 o'clock over here. We're adjusting, so we're getting our rest. And,
so, according to you, it's 3 to 8 now. It's not 3 to 10.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about family, Michael? We know, obviously, you're from Victoria originally. Do you get the chance to catch up with your family when you're on a trip like this?
They'll come down to the game tomorrow night. They live about 2.5 hours. Well, Mum and Dad live 2.5 hours away. My brothers live 2.5 hours away in the other direction. Mm-hmm. So. Mum and Dad will definitely come to the game tomorrow night, but some siblings have other commitments, local football and whatnot, so whether I catch up with them this trip or not will probably remain to be seen.
Yeah, well, good on you. Michael, what's been the big difference? I mean, you were magnificent on the weekend, and I mean, I don't say this in a disparaging way, but I suppose it can only sound that way. You looked fast, mate. You looked like the fastest player on the ground.
I don't think I've changed too much at all, really. The last few weeks, I've had that accountable midfield role and probably made stopping that opposition midfielder my main priority and allowed my offence and creativity to work from there. So it's been a very different kind of approach to games and tasks within the game for me. So I suppose that's rejuvenated me a little bit. But as I've always said, I'm really confident at my ability at this level and will be for some time.
Good
going
on
forward.
You. Now, Ryan Crowley's been helping you out with your tagging role. Have you spoken to him this weekend? Who are you likely to tag?
Well, I'll answer the second part of that first. We haven't had our team meetings yet. Identified a few pretty key midfielders for them, like Pendlebury, Sidebottom and Treloar, but whether we actually do a run with role or not, we'll kind of decide. Well, the batch committee will decide. So I haven't told anything yet. We haven't been told. But and in regards to Crowes, I'm just really good mates with Crowes, so I speak to him most weeks regardless. And, obviously have had a bit of a chat to him about this role. I probably do it a little bit differently to the way he was more really a strictly locked-down player.
He was, he'd make a pretty good coach, though, and that's what he was going to do if he didn't get picked up by Essendon. You reckon he'll make it in coaching, Ryan?
Well, from what I know of Ryan and what I've heard about how he's going at Essendon and at Freo, he was a really good internal leader and communicator of things, and I think it'd be a good pathway for him, and I think that's what he's going to do down at Swan Districts if
good stuff.
He didn't get that second chance with Essendon.
Good luck tomorrow night. There's been an injury in the Australian Athletics team, Michael. Don't be surprised if they call you for a relay spot, the 4x100.
Yeah, no worries. I look forward to it.
Hope you find the gate.
Yeah, just found it. Just about to jump on the grass now.
So good man, Mickey.